Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the country. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the country would run out of hospital beds, the county that is, in Los Angeles, by Christmas if the current rate of infections continue. The mayor said hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. The United States has recorded more than 273,000 deaths and more than 13.9 million confirmed cases of coronavirus this year, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office January 20th, Biden will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economic recovery brought on by the resurgence of the pandemic, even as the release of vaccines is anticipated later this month. Tens of thousands of new infections are being reported daily here in the U.S. And the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump will sign a coronavirus relief legislation proposed by the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was denied bail following his arrest on fraud charges. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong court Thursday along with two other executives of his Next Digital company and reportedly accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested at his home back in August, charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. Lai's arrest Thursday comes a day after three young Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, Joshua Wong, Agnes Chow, and Ivan Lam, received jail sentences between 7 and 13.5 months in connection to a protest outside the city's police headquarters in June of last year. Lai is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. Under the law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with a foreign force could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of conflict has worsened in an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Authorities in Indonesia, keeping a close eye on a volcano that forced hundreds of people to flee their villages, that began to spew hot ash thousands of meters into the air. A local disaster agency chief said residents could still be at risk as heavy rains threatened to trigger more volcanic flows from the still-spewing crater. So far, there have been no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. And Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and advisor, was questioned on an oath this week as part of a civil lawsuit alleging misuse of nonprofit funds for Donald Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. The D.C. Attorney General claimed Donald Trump's real estate business and other entities misused nonprofit funds to enrich the Trump family. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.